Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lily Collison is joining us right now. Lily is coming to us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. And as I mentioned before, and I'm going to mention often, my father's 100th birthday is coming up Sunday, March 15th. You can check out a great website letting you know what's taking place right now, sidtennial.com. Sidtennial.com. You can Google it. You can go right to it. And we're hoping for donations tied to my father's birthday to three organizations who are tied to my son. And we're hoping to raise some money. We'd love to raise a lot of money, to be honest, to be blunt about it. And one of those organizations is Gillette Children's Hospital. Gillette Children's has helped out my son, Quentin, immeasurably many, many times. And this is an example of what Gillette Children's is doing. And Lily Collison is with us. Lily, thanks so much. I appreciate your time. Tell people about this book that you've offered up and why this book meant so much to you.
Thanks, Chad. I wrote this book because my son has cerebral palsy. And I found when he was diagnosed over 20 years ago, I found there was just such a lack of good information about the condition. And I struggled to help my son because, and dearly wanted to, because I just didn't understand the condition. So over the years, I researched the condition. I kept a set of notes. And eventually, a number of years ago, when I had retired, I decided, why don't I write that book that I always felt was needed? And I literally wrote the book that I would have wanted 20 years ago when my son, well, over 20 years ago when my son was diagnosed. I struggled for good information and I approached Gillette, and with the help of a great editorial team here at Gillette, we wrote a book that's kind of part deep medical with lots of good information, but also a family story. So it's kind of two books wrapped into one, and it just helps people. There are about six subtypes of CP, mm-hmm. and like CP affects, as you know, CP affects about 17 million people worldwide, and that's about the size of the state of New York, including New York City.
Yeah.
And my son has a subtype, spastic diplegia. And about, it's a very common subtype, and about 6 million people, about the size of Massachusetts, have that condition.
Wow.
And I just wanted to help families like me.
Yeah, the book, Spastic Diplegia, Bilateral Cerebral Palsy. This is the book, and she wrote this about her son, Tommy. Lily is with us. Lily, that's, you know, in the odyssey and the amazement and the joy and the challenges that my youngest son, Quentin, have brought to me, that I thought I had a reasonable knowledge of a variety of illnesses, and you're always hoping for only the best for your family, your friends, and then sometimes you're faced with this daunting challenge. What opened up my eyes so much is the number of people, yourself, myself included, who have a daughter or a son, and you're trying to find out this kind of derivation of this syndrome or this illness. And the fact that we have magnificent places across the country, in particular in this case, like Gillette Children's, it just helps you beyond description unless you really see it on an everyday basis.
Yeah. Well, like, we're – it's funny because, like, I think Minnesota is so lucky to have Gillette Children's. And like we lived in Ireland. We travelled from Ireland to access the treatments here at Gillette because we just didn't have these treatments. So we travelled, like my son is now age 25. We started coming to Gillette when he was age 9. And like we have travelled, and like over the years he's had a number of procedures here at Gillette. And like we just find it amazing that this standard of care is available. And we feel so lucky that we were able to access it. And like Gillette have done so much, you know, like good work in the whole area of treating complex conditions. But just, you know, when I ask them, can we write a book about families, you know, to explain to, you know, the family that I was, you know, that we were, where we didn't understand the condition, they immediately said yes. And like over the last 2 years, we have worked hard on this condition. And I'm just excited. Okay, my son has one type of rare condition. But think of all the families and all the rare conditions that are out there, all the complex lifelong conditions, and the Gillette Press has now come into being, and that they're committed to educating families about their own specific condition.
That's well stated, because, you know, when my youngest son, I mean, he only ended up with his diagnosis about a year ago. And, you know, his first few years in life, we were drawing blood. We were sending the blood throughout the state, throughout the country.
Yeah.
And finally, my doctor, who's a good friend of mine, who's an amazing person, Dr. Sheldon Burns, just sat me down one day and said, you need to stop. It's scaring Quentin so much.
Yes.
You know, let's just say he has Quentin Hartman syndrome. You know, what happened for us, Lily, is he became an epileptic about 3 years ago, and the medicine was having mixed success at best. And so what happened is they did some blood work, and it led us to his diagnosis. And so it just warms my heart to know that here you are in Ireland. You are so far away from Gillette Children's, but that you knew enough about them, or you found out enough about them that you were drawn to them, and that they're now providing the best possible care for your son.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chad, it's kind of unusual to be talking to someone like you, you know, someone like you interviewing me, that you actually understand where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? That you can, you have personal connection to this problem. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, that's amazing, you know, that you understand this journey of, you know, as a family.
Lily, what do you want to tell people about your son and how he's doing today?
I have three children, Chad, and like obviously my youngest has cerebral palsy, and like what I would like to say, he's a 25-year-old. He's living independently in San Francisco.
Right.
He's been to college in New York. That even though he has a disability, and it's a significant disability, it doesn't define him. He has been able to access great treatment here at Gillette, and because of that, and I suppose because we worked hard with him all over the years, you know, he is able to live an amazing life. You know, I have three children, and they, you know, Tommy's life is no different to my other sons. You know, he, despite his disability, he has succeeded in life. And like, I think it's so important that we support research into treatment, that we support families understanding their conditions, and you know, there's so much we can support to help other people like Tommy. And like I always said, like I cared about helping Tommy, but I also care about all the other Tommies that are out there, you know what I mean? And like my big belief is that if families understood the conditions and understood how they can help, I believe it'll help our children.
Lily, you have to know how much this conversation meant to me to hear you in just a powerful, moving way tell the story about your son, which resonates great with me, and I really hope it does with others, because I wouldn't be having this event for my father unless, and my father directly said this, if we can't raise money for kids who are like Quentin, my son, we're not going to do it. And Gillette Children's is right in that mix. Again, the book, Spastic Diplegia, Bilateral Cerebral Palsy, and the author of this is Lily Collison. Lily, to you, Tommy, and your two other children, only the best.
And good luck with you, the Sid-tennial. I love the name. Good luck to your dad, and happy birthday on his 100th birthday.
Thank you, Lily. I appreciate that. I want to, again, how kind she was to come on and how amazing Gillette Children's and Children's and Dirk Winnay. And I'm just going to, my father doesn't show this side a lot, but when I came to him with this idea of raising money for this, he said, that's it. I'm not doing it. Because initially our plan was just to have dinner for about 12 of us at my house. That's it. That's what we're going to do. I know CCO would have done something great for 9 to noon, and the Trib's got a great idea, too. I don't want to go too far into that. I'd leave that up to Trib. But once I said we can raise money for kids like Quentin, he was all in. So please go to SidTenniel.com. If it's a buck, if it's 10 bucks, if it's 100 bucks, or you just want to say happy birthday to my father, please do that. SidTenniel.com. John Rash, Patricia Lopez on the momentous night that was Super Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.